Welcome to the first official episode of Australian Jams. Who are you?
I'm Sabby.
This is Sabby Robinson today. What do you do, Sabby, in music? Just before we kick off.
Too much.
Yes,
I do agree. I work full-time at Native Tongue Music Publishing as a creative coordinator. I run my own business, which is management and publicity under Maps of Magic, and I run a Melbourne music blog called Mismatch.
Excellent. Who do you manage under Maps and Magic?
Alexander Biggs, Mount Defiance, and when they feel like playing shows, Sleepy Dreamers.
So they're all pretty good, I think.
Thanks.
And what are you up to at the moment?
Alexander Biggs has just released his new single, Figure It Out, and Mount Defiance will release their EP next Friday.
Awesome. Very excited about the Mount Defiance EP. We'll talk a bit more about Alexander Biggs' song very soon. Cool, we'll kick it off. Sabby, what is the first song you've chosen?
Alex Leahy's Every Day's the Weekend.
And why did you choose this song?
I think Alex Leahy's debut album is very, very anticipated. This song has been in high rotation in her live set. I just love the energy of it. The way that she writes her songs are really relatable. And after hearing it live, it's one of those songs that a few days later is still stuck in your head.
Mm.
And it's just so nice to have the official recording of it out.
Yeah, it's like it's an unbelievably catchy song. And Alex, like, she definitely has that down pat, is getting songs stuck in people's heads. But I think this one goes to a whole new level. And, like, this to me is a step up on the EP for sure.
Yeah, and I think it's the confidence in her songwriting now. She knows what her sound is. And working with Oscar from Holy Holy on the production, I think having, you know, 12 tracks that they could spend a decent time amount on, they really got the best out of it.
Yeah, for sure. And when you said about her songwriting before, I totally agree that, like, she manages to do the whole really intricate and complex thing look really easy and simple. And I don't think that's a particularly easy thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of it's, like, because she's been playing live so much that when it was time to go into the studio, you know, it was just it flowed a lot easier. That's the impression I get from hearing the song.
Yeah, for sure. We'll play a little bit of the song now for you. My first song is Meg Max Grace Gold, and we do have a bit of a time limit on the songs that we're allowed to pick of a fortnight, but I went past this because I really want to talk about not only this song, but Meg Max's album as a whole, because I just think it's amazing. Did you have a chance to listen to this one, Sabby?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I think what I like about Meg Max is that, you know, she kind of blew up, but then really took the time to develop her sound. Mm. You know, I'm as much as we need to constantly, well, musicians and bands need to be constantly releasing music, I think, you know, there's a lot of credit in taking your time and inviting the listeners into a full album.
Yeah, and that's something that this album really, really is. And I think Grace Gold as the opening song, for the record, it displays all the best parts of what Meg Mac does. It's her incredible vocal. It's the really interesting instrumental. It's really catchy. It's got those hooks in it. It manages to do all of those things that then just makes you want to listen to the record on, like, repeat. I don't know. I wasn't a huge Meg Mac fan. Like, I'd listen to the songs and they were good, but I wouldn't actively go and try to put them in playlists or anything, but with this album, every single song is in everything that I'm listening to.
But that's why I think albums are still so important, as much as people will disagree, some people will, because it gives you an actual opportunity to listen to a release from start to finish and not just, you know, hearing one of the singles on Triple J or other radio stations. Have you heard about Grace? Well, she's golden. Have you heard about Grace? Well, she's golden. And oh, how I know it's rough.
All right, Sabby, after those two awesome tracks, what else have you picked?
We're going to keep the good terms flowing. So my next choice is Vera Blue's First Week.
Awesome.
Similar to your Meg Mac choice, this is the opening track to her debut album. I've listened to the album quite a lot, and it has definitely grown on me. Again, like we were saying, listening to the singles and stuff. I found myself, after hearing First Week, it wasn't till like maybe 3 days later that the intro was stuck in my head.
Mm.
And I couldn't for the life of me work out where that tune was coming from. And then, you know, and a few days after that, I heard the track again. I was like, that's it. So the intro is what, you know, really interests me from the start. But then, you know, she's building from, you know, her indie folk background when it develops into the chorus and then introduces the, like, electro-pop kind of style that she's now known for.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good, like, the whole album, like, details her getting over a heartbreak. But I think it just sets the tone in a way of, like, moving from folk to electropop in a really engaging and interesting way.
Yeah, and the thing that stood out for me, being someone that works a lot with electronic artists, is the way the production was really seamlessly put together between those two styles. And, again, like, that's not something that anyone can just do. It's got to be really well done to pull it off. And the layered vocals, I think, are another really attractive part of the song.
Yeah
I don't know, she's growing on me slowly.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I think her singles are really strong, but I think it's just committing the time to listen to a release in full and
actually listening to it, not just having it on in background.
Yeah, but then listening to it again for the second time, because I feel like as a listener I always miss stuff the first time.
Yeah,
because I get distracted halfway or I'm doing something else. But, yeah, so this song in particular, like, without even realizing it, it etched itself into the back of my head, and then I was able to actually acknowledge that a few days later and go and find the song. I'll be home, but I don't know when.
Excellent. My next song is by some Melbourne gals, King Ivy, We Can Get It, and it features Romarin, I think that's how you say it, I should ask, who is from Cult Kiss.
You can
Kiss.
Edit that bit later.
Yeah. from Cult Kiss, Claire from Cult Kiss. So it's King Ivy's track, but Claire features heavily on it, and it's just a super punchy, really well-produced track that both of their vocals are so different, but they really fit kind of hand in hand with each other. And the reason I chose this song is not just because I like it, but because it was stuck in my head when I was trying to pick songs for this, and it seemed like the obvious choice.
Yeah, I was surprised how much, again, like, it's probably something that I wouldn't go in fine to listen to, but I actually really enjoyed it. And it's, you know, it's something to be said about women in the Melbourne community getting together and making a fucking awesome song.
Yeah, I was actually speaking to Claire about this last night, and her excitement over this little community supporting each other is something that I didn't anticipate from someone so entrenched like her.
Yeah.
It makes her want to make more music. And there are a few other artists that I've spoken to that is similar. So it's awesome to see them releasing together like this.
Yeah, and I think it's branching into new audiences as well, which you don't really realise until, you know, further people start reaching out and saying that they've listened to the track.
Oh, exactly. And I think the other part of this is the image for this song, the single artwork, is phenomenal. So
yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah. So we'll definitely have links to that across everything so you can check
that
out.
Yeah, I think the strong branding makes people want to go listen to something as well.
Yeah, it's a very powerful image. Yeah, so we'll make sure you can all find that as well. Here, have a listen. Sabi, what is your last song choice?
Cloud Control. I just want to call it Zone, but it's actually Zone. This is how it feels. So I'm very, very excited that they will finally release their new album on September 1. It apparently took them 3 years to make, which is... doesn't surprise me when I found out that Alistair Wright self-produced the album, but also just as a avid Cloud Control fan, waiting 3 years for an album makes me sad. I really like this track. Alistair's vocals, I just feel like, are constantly offering something new to all of the Cloud Control songs. And then Heidi's vocals come in later on in the track, and I think that offers something really special. And they've also got an improvised monologue that they got a friend to do in the track, which I feel just, like, sums up the approach to recording that Cloud Control habits. Like, they just do it their way, and, you know, it seems to work, and it keeps things interesting, and I can't actually wait to hear what, you know, from start to finish the new album sounds like.
Yeah, well, you were saying before about... listening to a record not once but the second time to actually appreciate the things that you may have missed.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you've chosen Cloud Control and said that, because Dream Cave, their record earlier, that was one of those records for me where it took quite a few listens before I understood it, and then once I understood it, it was one of my favourites ever. But it just takes that time, and I feel like Cloud Control always like that.
Yeah, Rainbow City, their last single, which I don't know if it says it'll feature on the album Zone, but that was one for me that it took a while to...
Sorry, my stomach's making noises.
It took a while for Rainbow City, it took me a while to... truly appreciate it. And then going to see them live.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
How amazing they are. And I was really surprised that, you know, they played a bunch of new songs and the audience just really got around Rainbow City and all the new songs.
That show at Howler, that was one of the best shows I've been to in 3 years. That was amazing. There were no gimmicks, there was no big anything. It was just, they were amazing. And it was just, so good to see. Oh, my stomach's still making noises. Apologies. All right, we'll play some for you now.
This is how it feels in the zone. This is how it feels in the zone. This is how it feels in the zone. I tell everybody on my phone. This is how it feels in the zone.
Okay, we're going to round out this week with Alexander Biggs' new single, Figure It Out. And it's not just because Sabby's here. I love this song so much. And Alexander Biggs is one of the best... my chest creaking. One of the best up-and-coming Australian artists you'll find. Songwriting is second to none. Like, I don't know, he just manages to do everything really nicely. But we're lucky to have Sabi here because she can give us a little bit more insight into the song than just casual observation. Sabi, can you tell us about the progression of this song?
Sure. This one is one of my favourites from the EP. When Alexander and I were trying to work out the track listing for his debut EP, Figure It Out was a last-minute addition. He presented me with a very average iPhone recording of the track, and at that time he was playing it in his live set. I absolutely fell in love with the bad quality iPhone version. And on the last day of recording with John Castle, I spoke to Alex on the phone, and he was in two minds about recording this track. And I pleaded with him to spend a few hours recording it just for my benefit, just so I had something more than an iPhone version. And then, yeah, we went into recording with one single in mind and came out with two, and the second one was Figure It Out.
Amazing. And I've literally written on my notes here, catchy AF, because it's true. It's literally in my head right now. Also, the video is great. It's adorable. How was it having Alex on the set and his acting?
He did really well. Shout out to Michael Roberts, who put it all together for us. The concept was Alexander's, and it was a very, very hands-on concept. I made lemonade stands. Michael filmed, and Alex was the main actor. I think, yeah, being in front of a camera versus the one in the studio can be a bit daunting, but we had a lot of time to play around with the concept, and Michael really developed it quite well. Yeah, I'm so proud of the end result. The second day of filming was freezing and raining, but neither of us got sick, so I'd call that a win.
Yeah, we'll have links to the video everywhere as well, so you can make sure to watch it because it's great. And any upcoming news on Alex? Is there a EP coming?
There is an EP, September 15th.
Excellent.
And he will be playing two EP launch shows in October. October 7th at the Toff in Town and October 21 at Brighten Up Bar in Sydney.
Amazing.
And Big Sound.
And Big Sound, obviously. And they're both really good venues too.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm excited. I'm definitely coming. That's a given.
Thanks, Gemma.
All right, we'll play a little part of Figure It Out for you to have a listen. Cool. So those are our six tracks for today. We're just going to wrap up with Sabi. So you've just done
Thanks for having me.
No worries, Sabi. We've just done the rundown of what Alexander Biggs is up to, but what about you, Sabi? What are you getting up to? Are you going to be up at Big Sound? Are you doing all those things?
Yes, Big Sound. It's going to be great. Yep, always going to shows,
trying you'll to balance. See Sabi at all shows all the time.
Always. Attempting to balance full-time work with management life.
Thanks for coming in, Sabi. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
We've had a great time chatting about new tunes with
you.
This
is what we do, like, over coffee anyway. So.
Yeah, truth. We're about to go and have food and do the same thing. But, yeah, until next time, this has been Australian Jams, and the outro song that you're about to hear is Up To You by Aura, so there'll be links to that as well.
It's very good.